It's the thing parents fear most, losing a child to violence. That's the reality Nabra Hassanan's parents are now facing. The 17-year-old was killed early Sunday morning as she walked back to her mosque after a pre-dawn meal with friends. Police have confirmed they are looking into whether Nabra was sexually assaulted before her death. On Wednesday, Nabra's friends and family gathered with members of the community to pay their last respects before she was buried. I'm Carmel Dalshad of WAMU 88.5 News with more. Nabra Hassanan, a smiling, glasses-wearing teenager who loved rap music, was carried into the mosque in a casket draped in black and gold fabric. The silence that awaited her entry soon turned into the sounds of mourners chanting. There is no God but Allah. Her casket was placed at the front of the prayer hall at the Al Dulles Area Muslim Society. Imam Muhammad Majid began his sermon with a confession.
This is one of the most difficult funeral I've ever presided over. She was so generous, so bright, so beautiful, so energetic, so giving, so caring. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make her legacy of loving and caring to be a legacy that being carried for generations to come.
Across the mosque, men, women, and children gathered to watch the imam's message and pray for Nabra. Women sobbed into each other's arms. One kept her face covered with a tissue. Others emerged with red-rimmed eyes and looks of disbelief. They were still trying to make sense of it all, of how a 17-year-old could be walking with friends in one moment and wind up dead in a pond just hours later. It's a question that was on the minds of many during the vigil for Nabra later that day. The event was organized by her classmates at South Lakes High School, but everyone was welcome. Maryam Ali brought her five children with her. She attends the Adams Mosque and knows Nabra's mother.
We're trying to just understand and live through the moment. It's a very hard time right now for all of us as a community.
Ali's 14-year-old daughter, Alam, sees a bit of herself in Nabra.
It could have been anybody. We all love and care about each other. We've come here as a community to show our respect and our solidarity for one another.
And in that spirit, hundreds of people of all ages and religions packed into a plaza in Reston, many with flowers in hand. They cried as Nabra's friends spoke of her kindness and generosity. Most listened quietly, but others felt it was important to make a point, too.
We as a community failed Nabra and fail other Muslim women, women of color.
Rosalie Kendall came from Arlington, and she brought a sign that read, Nabra Hassanan, say her name.
When we talk about victims of violence, especially women of color, we tend to talk about a Muslim woman, a black woman, and we don't talk about them as if they are full people. We talk about them as if they're disposable and interchangeable.
Kendall, like many at the vigil, want Nabra's name to live on, to stand for something more than just the victim of a senseless crime.
Nabra was beautiful.
Nabra was selfless.
Nabra was unique.
Nabra was glowing.
Nabra was brave.
The root of the name Nabra in Arabic means to uplift, to ascend, to put on a pulpit. And as her friends and family released white balloons in the air, they looked up to the sky and remembered her name, Nabra.
When I say Nab, y'all say bruh. Nab,
bruh.
Nab,
bruh.
When I say Nab, y'all say bruh. Nab,
bruh.
Nab,
bruh.
When I say Nab, y'all say bruh. Nab,
bruh.
Nab,
bruh.
For WAMU, I'm Carmel Dalshad.